Coach Tom Ceratori joining us. Congratulations on the win, sir.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Doesn't get much better in those first two periods, statistically, territorially, and advantage-wise, does it?
Well, exactly. And it's just, it's the same old song and dance. It's just, it's hard to win. It's hard to win at this level. And you can do a lot, but, we couldn't do much more than we did those first two periods. And you're up 2-1, and they're just a, they're one shot away. They're one carom away. They're one shot, some skate off the shin pad or whatever, puck going off the end wall, whatever it might be. So that's always nerve-wracking, and, you got to get to three. You just got to get to three. And when you get to three, at least you can breathe a little better. It doesn't mean it's over, but you can breathe a little better. It's nice having a two-goal lead, even though they say it's the worst lead in hockey. But
it's better than no lead.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, you guys, in that third period, obviously the Chargers, came out in the third period, and I thought did a really good job of really putting pressure on the puck that they didn't in the first couple of periods.
Well, but they did – They were ripping pucks and trying to win foot races. And that's what they were. They were just ripping pucks out every time they could to relieve pressure. But they were, they obviously were, two guys. They had two of their forwards, again, blown out of the zone. And they put a little heat on your defenseman. So, then you create those foot races and, you got to manage the puck then, boy. And, it's not going to be pretty hockey. All you want to do is move the chains at that particular point,
Well, and they're trying for the long bomb, right?
They're just trying to get the puck in the zone. They are having a hard time on entries. They're trying to get the puck in the zone. And then, obviously, again, us having a breakdown. But the biggest thing is, again, you just got to keep moving the chains in the third period. You got to have composure. You got to move the chains. And you keep doing that. It gets frustrating for your opponent then.
Statistically, I think it was a little deceiving, though, even in those first two periods. You guys had a ton of shots on goal, but it was a lot of Adam pucks, a lot of pucks that hit him right in the chest.
Said the same thing. No, it was. It was like a lot of gut shots. There's no question. And you got to create some second chance opportunities. We got to put more in the pads and, low pads and create second chance opportunities, get pucks in the blue paint. And you saw the same thing that we actually addressed.
And what do you do? I mean, you don't want them to miss. Go for the corners and miss the net.
No,
completely.
You hit the pads. You hit the pads.
So go low, right?
Yeah, you constantly pad passes, pucks, rebounds, pucks are laying there. It creates a lot of anxiety for the defensive team. There's a lot of anxiety anytime those pucks are coming off the mattresses like that, and you got guys driving the net. Biss. It's hard. It's very difficult, and that's what you got to do. It's just when you're coming down outside the dots, there's no question. Now, once you're inside the dots and you're in the scoring area, hey, you got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do there. And a lot of times they get in their butterfly, you got to go upstairs. I understand that. But those outside shots, you got to create second chance opportunities.
We talked in the pregame about their stud goal scorer, Josh Kessner. That puck wasn't on his stick very darn long.
No, he's got a bomb. And you know what? He's got a bomb. And. We didn't recover. We recovered soft back through the middle. We recovered really soft back through the middle. And we just glided back, and he beat us by an inch. And if we just skated back to the slot, they never would have got that puck through. And, that's on us.
Well, Brad Johnson made his debut for you tonight. We saw him out there with just a couple minutes to play. Your overall appearance, impression of him and his first gameplay?
I thought he was very solid. We actually talked about that between the second and third. Brad's a wily veteran of junior hockey, and he's played a lot of junior hockey. He's been in a lot of critical situations at the junior level, and I thought he played just fine.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show tonight.